This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Some folks we speak to would retire tomorrow if they could, and sometimes they're surprised to learn that they can. But you might be thinking that you're not ready. We look at the reality of some of those reasons, and you might be surprised as well. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me is John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, welcome. Good to see you again.
How are you doing, Steve? How are things?
You know, well, good. And this is going to be an exciting show, I think. We've got a lot of folks who say, I'm not ready to retire, even though that they are at that retirement age. But we found a lot of people saying, I'm not ready to retire, and they all have different meanings. So let's talk about a few examples of what they say versus what they really mean. So when someone says, I love my career.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, and a perfect example. I'm in one of them. I mean, where you can work, you know, very old in life. You know, it's not very stressful. You're not out there swinging a sledgehammer or riding a truck around, this taking tolling taxes on your body. And as long as you're out there and you enjoy what you're doing, helping people, there are several careers that people could work late in their 70s and even in some of them and even into their 80s. I mean, I know in our position, you know, when you're dealing with financial planning, there are a lot of advisors that I've met over the years that are in their early 80s and they're still going strong and they're doing workshops and educating people and they love what they're doing. I mean, as long as you're not putting anybody at risk, like some say doctors, for example, you know, where you need your hands and you need to be on top of your game and you need skill sets. And as we get older, some of the things break down. I mean, for others, they're like accountants. I mean, it's lawyers. I mean, we see a lot of them that, you know, they work into their late years in life because they love what they're doing.
And that makes perfect sense. If you can do it, why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can get out of the house, you know, even if you're doing it part-time, I mean, you'll be shocked to see how many people even come in here into our office that we work with. And the biggest trend I've been seeing more and more of in the last year or two is when people get into retirement, not that they need the money, but they're just getting out of the house. They're doing that Uber driving, you know, sure. Just get away from the spouse for a few hours, you know, get some spending money or some golf money. You know, they turn on their clock. I mean, one guy was in here just selling me the whole ups and pros and cons of doing that. He says, you know, hey, I work, I'm a couple hours every day. You know, I have a few hours in the day where I have a void. You know, I'll hit the button on my phone. I'll work for a couple hours, you know, make my 40, 50 bucks. I do that two or three times a week. You know, you're talking $600-$700 a month spending money. And he loves it. And he says, I'm constantly getting to meet new people. It's keeping me young, you know, and it's keeping my mind my mind young.
Absolutely. And then we hear this one a lot is I'll be bored if I retired.
You know, and that's an example of what I just mentioned.
Exactly.
Same exact thing with the Uber thing. The guy wants to get out of the house, you know. I mean, there's only so much golf you can do. I mean, I personally don't believe in that because I'd golf all day long if I could.
Of course.
You know, as long as you got your health to swing the clubs, you know, everybody's situation is different. So, I mean, the way people and the way we kind of look at retirement, it's not you're not retiring from something. You're retiring to something. And it's another way of life. You know, you're no longer punching the time clock. You know, you no longer have to get up and get that train in the morning or to have that morning commute. You do it now at your own schedule. So everybody's idea of retirement is different. You know, I think the first 2 or 3 years in retirement is probably the hardest because you're getting adjusted to the new lifestyle. I mean, people have been used to working 40, 50 years, you know, throughout their life. Now they don't have to set that alarm clock in the morning. You know, they do whatever they want to do. So everybody's situation is different, I think, when it comes to retirement.
Another statement that people make is, I don't have enough money to retire. And that can be a scary one.
Again, that's why you got to sit down and plan ahead. I mean, if you're within 5, 6 years of retirement, it's kind of getting a little bit late in the ball game, but it's never too late to start. So understanding what your goals are, you know, have a monthly budget. And I think that's the biggest thing, Steve, is know what your budget is on a monthly basis. Know how much money you have to live on. Let's figure out what your income sources are going to be in retirement, whether it's going to be from Social Security, pensions, any 401k or retirement accounts that you might have saved up. You know, are you going to possibly inherit money from a parent? There's a lot of different factors that make up where our monthly income is going to come from in retirement. And the whole idea is to maximize that.
And then what about the folks that want to pay off their house first? Is that a good idea?
Well, there's no right or wrong answer to that one, Steve. And we've talked about that before in a lot of different shows. I mean, for most people, I mean, the biggest tax write-off they have in retirement is going to be their house. You know, I mean, you don't have, generally speaking, a lot of kids living in home anymore where you're getting the children allowance where you can get to deduct that on your taxes. So generally speaking, the whole purpose for it, for paying off your house, I think, is just peace of mind. You know, a lot of people, I mean, they're the day they buy their house, they're looking forward to that 30-year date or 15-year date to pay it off. But then you're losing one of the biggest tax write-offs us as Americans have in the tax codes is the interest on our homes. So depending on what your overall financial picture is, I mean, there is no right or wrong answer. I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine. One thing we strongly advise people to do is never take money from a retirement account, however, to pay off that house. I had a couple of clients that came in here several occasions over the last year where they were thinking that they had 80 grand left on their home. They just wanted to pay it off. They were going to take it out of their 401k when they retired. The problem with that is if you're in a 25% tax bracket, you know, and if you've got to pay 80 grand off in your house, you got to pull almost over 100 grand out of your retirement account to pay it off. So you're getting nailed right there. And generally speaking, here in Illinois over the last few years, homes have been a depreciating asset. It's only the last couple of years that are starting to rebound. And also keep in mind, equity in your home will not buy you a head of lettuce. So I would not be using assets that are meant for income producing purposes, like your retirement account, savings account, to pay off an asset that is not income producing. Because at the end of the day, if something ever did happen, it's nice to know, hey, listen, I have the money here to pay it off. But in the meantime, take advantage of the tax codes and take advantage of that interest write-off.
One of the other things, too, is having confidence in your, you know, whoever is managing your plan. They don't feel confident enough in that. And that's really important. I mean, that's where you come in, too, is you give people that confidence to, you know, to work with you to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely. And we try to explain it. And that's why we sit down. We have a complete fiduciary firm here. We have, you know, we deal with estate planning attorneys. We have the tax advisors we use. You know, we have the said fiduciary here in the office. We have the whole income team we use. So, again, it's important to sit down with somebody who has their overall picture and we can get a plan together to suit anybody's needs out there.
So what about when someone says they're not confident enough in my portfolio, your plan, even your advisor, just to walk away from work right now?
Well, we see that quite a bit here in the last few months. I mean, right now the markets are killing it. And we've had several people that came in from our workshops all across Chicagoland here in the last few months that are concerned about how the market's doing really, really well. They remember what happened in 2008, but they can't figure out how come their accounts are not doing as well as they see on the news and the markets are doing so well. Well, that's the nice thing about dealing with a fiduciary firm. We come in here and John Herron here, our fiduciary, he puts a plan together. He'll do a complete portfolio analysis for them. He'll break down exactly what they're paying in fees. He'll show them exactly what they're in and why it's not performing if they feel that way. Because it's a complete third-party opinion on what they're currently doing. Let's break down the fees, let's break down the risk, and let's see what the purpose for the money and why. So many times we see so much overlap in people's plans, it's not accomplishing what their goals are. And that's very important.
Absolutely. And you can certainly learn a lot about that by just giving you a phone call today.
Absolutely. So if for any of our listeners out there who wants to come in for a complete portfolio review and analysis, it's about a $900 value. We do it completely free for our radio listeners and anybody who attends our workshop. Give us a call on that. We also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks specifically about tax-free income in retirement, which a lot of our listeners are really loving right now, especially the way tax rates are. And then we also, for any of our clients who come on board, Steve, with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance. And for any clients who come on board with over $500,000, we comply with a free living trust. So we help them avoid the probate process completely through our estate planning attorney here.
Well, finally, someone's offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk on a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, simply call 800-477-1135. Now, you're going to receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you've really got nothing to lose. So call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Sometimes members of the financial industry seem more like advertisements rather than advisors, but we want you to make decisions based on the best information possible. We're looking at the pros and cons of various strategies when we return.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When approaching financial decisions, it's crucial to not only assess the amounts of dollars involved, but also the three qualities of money, which are liquidity, safety, and growth. Liquidity assures you that there is enough money readily available when you need it. Safety means no loss of principal. Growth keeps your nest egg ahead of inflation. For proper diversification, you need all three in your portfolio. But no single investment can provide more than two of these qualities. The right mix for you depends on your needs, assets, and goals. A professional financial advisor can help you find the right balance.